Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, freak bitches.
Want another one?
Bacon is good for me.
Complete and utter shit sando.
She's gonna try to stop me, but she can't run those little high heels.
What do you like about corn?
Have you ever seen anyone lose $1,000 that fast before?
Baba Booey.
Mama, help! I'm trapped in boot camp!
What type of shit is this? Thank an ass bitch.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Tatum.
What's up, Clay?
Hey, how's it going?
Love you. Want another one?
What's up, gang?
Where's the keyboard at? We could bring that here.
It's probably somewhere under a couch or something at my house.
Is it even worth doing the podcast?
Wait a second, CJ. I can't hear you.
Hey!
How about now? How about now?
I can hear you now.
Wait, there's no dog barking.
Or going...
That means the dog is dead?
Yeah.
No, I think the guy takes the dog.
Does this
sometimes.
Place smell like hot dogs anymore?
You think the dog killed itself because they made him take the sign off his door?
No, we had to take a sign off our door.
Because where our company's not insured.
Did you respond to her when she...
I told her we got that as a joke. It's not a real company. We'll take it down.
And she goes, good.
No, she never responded.
I don't think we have to take it down. I think she was just thinking that we were actually a company.
Oh, all right. Well, let's put it back up.
Don't you have a company?
No, I don't. I did not. Well, I did.
What?
The LLC stuff?
Yeah. We're working on it.
Who cares?
Who cares? I care. Man.
It looked nice having that thing on the door. We used to have a little nameplate on our door.
I saw it. I thought you guys got evicted already.
Yeah.
We will get evicted eventually.
Do you think when...
Because our rent's so cheap?
Yeah.
I don't know. We piss people off just being around people. We just piss them off.
Maybe Rod might show up and not have a Gatorade for them, and they get pissed and evict you.
Today, Rod basically came with Gatorade. He had a pizza, personal pizza. He had three cheeseburgers. And I said...
I'm not even eating cheeseburgers.
I said, oh, my God, that looks so good. And Rod pushed me to the ground. He said, not for you.
And he has a full emulator on his phone.
Want another one?
What's that?
It has 9,000 video games
on it. We've told you about an emulator.
Emulators?
No, I remember emulators. Our friend in high school, Chris Kuzma, downloaded an emulator on my computer class.
That's basically, whoever knows how to work emulators are basically living their best life. That's what that's about.
Yeah.
You know, I'm living my best life. That's somebody who has 9,000 games.
You're weird.
At their fingertips.
In ninth grade?
CJ, you have 900 games at your fingertips. You
haven't. I'm currently severely depressed.
Rod, what about ninth grade?
Can I ask CJ something? Like as many games as I could, emulators and ROMs.
You know those photos that he...
That was
the FBI made him delete?
Yeah.
He called those games.
I'm living my best life.
CJ, when was the happiest time of your life?
I know what it was.
It's a different...
You're not supposed to say this when you're a parent.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
But it was when we lived at the Roy House and he...
Yeah.
Got all fit and
dude, no, that's not the best. That's
no,
not
but that was a but. Part of the best time of my life.
The best time of his life is, I guarantee, he's like 12 years old. TGIF is on TV.
Mm-mm. Because I couldn't order everything I saw on TV, I could when we were in the Roy House, and I did, and you guys saw it.
Yeah,
and CJ would, I would come home on CJ's cheat day.
Yeah.
CJ would be asleep at 7 p.m., covered in every type of fast food wrapper. He was the first person I ever met who'd be like, I'll get McDonald's fries and I'll get a Wendy's burger.
Yeah.
This is smart.
And that's back then when we didn't have dispensaries yet, and so edibles weren't, like, regulated. And so I would take one and just be, like, on the couch for 4 days.
What do you like about corn?
So you think 2014 was the best time of your life?
No, it was the best time of that period of my life.
Okay, that's a good way to put it. What about you, Clay? Best time of that period.
What do you mean best time of that
period? Like your early to mid 20s.
What was like the best time in your 20s?
Best time in my 20s. Probably a year in, living in
Echo Park?
Silver Lake, yeah. Once I get situated in Silver Lake, that's pretty good. Because I'm like, this is the way to live. Wow. Not around a
Must
bunch of...
Must have been so great. You can't describe it.
Hey, man, it's the way you describe it is you don't got... You're not sharing rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, with, but you were you with Whitney.
You don't have a house full of people.
Yeah, you're not sharing it with boys.
When you have a house full of boys.
We shared
What was it like to be Clay's roommate, Rod?
It was okay. I mean, I think he was gone most of the time. It was okay until his parents moved in.
Yeah.
Wait, you shared it. Wait.
We didn't really.
Was it you and Rod or
me
Bud?
Me and Rod shared for a bit.
Just for
That's when Bud had his area.
And nobody would move their bed into the closet, and it pissed me off so much.
I like how you get mad at that, but every time we live somewhere, you had to have your own room.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I didn't have to have my own room.
What was it like having
You had the biggest closet, and you wouldn't put your bed in there.
Because I didn't need it, because I had my own room.
Yeah, you looked like you lived in a different neighborhood in the house.
Yeah, dude, I took care of my
shit.
But
that's like also the other times we lived together, he kind of had the same situation.
You had like an artist loft in the mansion.
Yeah, it was awesome.
But I also had, maybe the second best room.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that was Rod's room, too.
Well, before he got his ass out of there.
Dude, that room...
But your room was cool, too.
Do you think that'll be the best room I ever have in my life?
It might be. That was huge.
Well, you ever going to get a hot tub?
No, I had a hot tub in my
What's
room.
What's a hot tub?
Hot tub.
How much more were you paying?
I paid $8.50.
Yeah, I mean, that was like an ungodly amount of money back then for me.
Yeah. And where did y'all pay, like $300?
No,
bucks?
It was ungodly.
We paid
$500.
I remember just back then, Whit would always be like, we're getting a new apartment, and it's going to be, you know, $800. I'm like, I haven't had $800 in like
I don't know what you're talking about, $800.
All right, but I guess if Whit found out how we're going to have $800 a month, we're going. And the thing is, I found ways... It was like that. I wish I was vlogging that experience, and it was called Where to Find $800. Yeah.
Because I've always had the mentality. Okay, I've always felt, and I still do, there's no $300 and $800 or whatever. It's either I have all of it or I have none of it.
Yeah.
So that amount of rent is not going to change anything for me, for the way that I live my life.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be either zero, negative, broke, or I'm going to be just be able to pay rent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always have $200.
You always have 200 bucks.
Yeah, that's my zero.
Yeah, trying to always have $200 in the bank.
I probably spend as much money as Tom Cruise does in a day.
Yeah, well, you buy any good purchases today, CJ?
I bought a pair of Lakers shorts because I put on a pair of Lakers shorts today, and I went, I like these Lakers shorts, need more.
That's what I Laker said. Shorts?
And that's
you buy the Laker shorts with the flower?
I buy all the Laker shorts, yeah.
CJ, look at this. Look at my shoes.
That's disgusting.
I have money to buy new shoes.
Yeah.
I could buy
I'd buy you new
you
shoes.
You could buy multiple
I new multiple shoes. New shoes. And I keep on going, well, these still work, so.
Yeah.
I got to buy new
we
shoes,
too. We
have the
too. Opposite problem, CJ.
But I've been buying packages to find happiness inside them. And the thing is, they're...
You know where I find happiness?
Is it working? It pretty much is, actually. You know, it is.
Yeah.
It is. CJ was so bummed out today. We were talking. Then we started playing that Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge game, and he turned into a fucking 8-year-old child.
We should maybe we should stop the podcast right now and get some controllers.
Yeah.
Well, I'll Rod buy the controllers on Amazon. That's also... Amazon is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
I probably get canceled for saying
this. No, I mean, I love it, folks.
I love just thinking, what do I need from Amazon? Like, just really
it is
digging
fun.
Deep.
You just type in something you think you might need.
I bought a Kindle yesterday for no reason.
I get a $50 gift card to Amazon for Christmas.
Yeah.
I love just sitting there going, whew, what can I get with this thing?
Imagine CJ sitting down with a good book.
On a Kindle?
You know it's going to be about Seth Rogen.
I thought
there
was going to be more to this sentence.
It's going
to
be about Seth Rogen or like a guy who invented a cargo pants.
Won't you read about a basketball?
I've pretty much read all about that, but yeah.
Clay, what's the last thing you bought impulsively?
Oh, boy. Probably a pair of shoes that I needed.
That's not impulsive. That's
those like, shoes. You did sort of impulsively buy those because they're a little too small for you.
Yeah.
And you knew it.
Impulsively, I don't know. I don't do that. I don't do that.
I get as much joy just looking at things I think I want to buy.
Yeah.
Well, what's great about you, Rod, is you know whatever we get, you're going to get eventually.
Oh, wait. Remember these pants that I bought in Portland, Maine?
Oh, yeah.
That was impulsive.
We all kind of made it impulsive. Did you get anything at that shop?
I didn't buy anything.
Rod, but Buddy got like a whole new outfit.
Yeah. Buddy bought boots and pants and a new shirt. And
I got a new jacket, but I like wear it all the time. I mean, I buy shit pretty... I buy pants a lot. I'm always trying to find the perfect pants.
And I get a lot of Witt's old pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it always fits you better than it fits us. No. How do you get clothes from Witt and me?
Well, you have too many shoes, and I think sometimes you're like, you feel bad about it?
No, not feel bad. I just need to clean some stuff out. I don't feel bad.
You say, I don't need these shoes?
Like, Megan's like, you have a problem. And I'm like, no, I don't. This is the best thing about me.
This is the coolest thing I do.
Yeah, that I buy so many shoes.
What do you do? Like, how do you all store your shirts, t-shirts?
Me?
Yeah.
I fold them.
On the fucking floor, brother.
Really?
They start in my laundry basket, and then I had to do laundry, so I had to take them out of the laundry basket, and I put them on a little shelf thing, but unfolded, and it looks like trash, and then do laundry again.
Okay. And so do you...
I'm confused with...
It's just...
What about jeans and jeans? Stuff? Same?
Mixed in. They're all mixed in.
All mixed in on the floor.
That's my personal hell. Mm-hmm.
All right. Put them in a drawer.
Yeah, I'm putting them in a drawer.
I don't have drawers. If you live around drawers with Whitney, boy, she'll commandeer that drawer eventually.
What do you mean?
Well, she needs more drawers.
She needs more drawers, and she knows I can live off the floor.
You call them drawers or drawers?
Drawers.
We don't know how to say a lot of words that have an AW in them because we're from the South.
Yeah.
CJ, you got a drawer situation?
Yeah, I got our. Megan got a California Closets, which I thought was like a company.
My mom used to work
TV shows. Yeah, I thought it was a scam, but they came and did all.
It is kind of a scam.
Is it? Why?
It's like...
Yeah, because it used to be like a punchline and stuff.
It's like they only pay you if you...
It's commission-based.
Yeah, if you can...
My mom worked for them for a long time. Barely made a dime.
Wait, what is it?
You have to commission.
You can only... If you... If
it's a sales
commission based, and you don't make a salary.
So let's say
no, you but she to like, got them to install a closet.
So whoever managed that whole interaction, they'll get a percentage of what Megan
what
spent
it costs.
On that.
So that wasn't a real person who worked at California Closets.
No, it is.
It's probably someone's poor mom who's just driving around looking for money, and then
kind of like selling real estate or something.
Yeah.
What else should we have?
But
done?
Instead of real estate,
y'all
you're selling
didn't do anything
closets.
Wrong.
Oh.
It's just how that business works.
Yeah.
Well, so she got one of those, and then she gave us our old dresser. And that's already packed to the brim, spitting out Lakers t-shirts.
Yeah, so you're able to store all your
7-Up t-shirts.
Because I've got a lot of shirts, and I wear 4 of them.
Yeah.
Like this, I never wear this shirt, and I feel weird wearing it.
Yeah. I have 80,000 shirts where I have said, I'm going to get in shape and wear this shirt again.
What kind of shirt?
Just size like medium shirts.
Oh.
I got mostly pants like that.
I'm XL now.
But
that's because you...
We always talk about your damn t-shirts
that's
on this podcast.
That's because you want a... That's because you want a t-shirt that basically like just hangs off of you.
Unless you're not 2XL anymore. There's a 2XL.
There was a brief period where I did wear the biggest shirt I could buy. And Clay or CJ, one of y'all drew a picture of me one time. Was that you, Clay?
Mainly.
And it was just a big shirt with a tiny little head.
No,
but now you look at all these kids nowadays.
Yeah.
They're wearing the biggest shirt you could ever.
Are tall tees back?
No.
No. But we were watching that vintage t-shirt haul that guy was. He went to the thrift con or whatever it was. And he was going through his shirts and describing like, oh, there's a little hole in this one. You could just see Witt's eyebrow just go up a little bit.
He loves
I got a photo.
Yeah.
Check this shit out.
A good organic looking rip in it or hole in a shirt. Ooh, that's gonna
I'm a
shirt that's like falling apart.
Yeah, with, no, with that's 80,000. Y'all are describing me about 4 years ago. but this is what the shirt I wore for the golden one looks like now.
Yeah, that's a bad shirt. This?
I found it the other day and put it on.
What the heck, man?
I don't know. I'm awesome, dude. Give me a break.
And that's untied.
Well, yeah.
Oh.
Listen, I regret it, all right?
CJ, what was the last movie you saw in the theaters?
You know this is going to piss me off.
Yeah, wait, no, we got
we literally came out with every movie I want to see this month, and I haven't seen any of them. I'm pissed, and that's why I'm depressed. And I can't say
that. What do you like about Korn?
In a deep conversation with my wife. Like, Creed's been out for 3 weeks, and I haven't seen it.
Has
like,
your wife been able to see some movies?
No, because movies for her are going to weddings, going on vacation with her parents.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
What type of shit is this?
You know how we're like, man, I can't wait until G.I. Joe 7 comes out. Our wives are all going, man, I can't wait to go to a friend's wedding I haven't talked to in 17 years.
What type of shit is this?
Did you see that invitation from my friend's wedding I lost touch with 14 years ago? We gotta go to that.
Dude,
we have to go to Indiana.
Well, Mike. Friends from hometown?
We have to take a train and a plane and a boat to get to my friend's wedding I haven't kept up with.
The amount of weddings that...
Pamela
Anderson goes to.
Wait, what?
My girlfriend, Pamela Anderson.
How many weddings have you turned down? How many... Okay, let's start with this.
I have long COVID.
Oh, cool. How many weddings have you gone to with Pam?
10.
Okay. How many have you turned down to go to?
At least 16. And I mean, there's every week there's a new envelope.
Really?
For a wedding. It's a wedding invitation. Yeah. And I've never been to a single friend from, and I keep in touch with all of our pals from Alabama. Never been to any of their weddings. They've never really had weddings.
Yeah.
The only wedding from anybody from Alabama I've been to is yours, and it was in a fucking parking garage at the Galleria.
Yeah, and then we ate McDonald's afterwards.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about, and Rod, you can answer how you think you would feel, when you're forced to go on, like, a double date with, and you're supposed to hang out with, like, the boyfriend or husband. What do you think they think of you?
I've never done that.
Oh.
I don't do that.
I do that a lot. I don't know. Usually I get along with them pretty well.
Yeah, I get along with them, but what do you think they're thinking? What are they going back home and saying about you?
I have no idea. I do wonder that. What's the impression that I put off?
Megan, or I shouldn't say her.
Do I not talk enough?
My wife doesn't think I'm good at that.
Yeah. Well, I think I'd probably get a little bit in trouble for not talking enough.
Yeah. Well, so that's a common thing.
Well, what if they like basketball?
Yeah, but, you know, I don't like talking about stats unless it's about the Lakers making the play-in. I've become a stats guy because of this.
It's going to happen.
I like talking about, like, Russell Westbrook wore, like, high heels, not who's the best shooter of all time.
Oh, right.
You know? And not a lot of guys that I'm being forced to hang out with talk about that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I can talk about a lot of stuff. I don't know anything about sports, though.
Yeah.
So.
You know what a dribble is?
Yeah. I know, like, the fundamentals.
Oh, okay.
I know, like, pass, dribble, jump, shoot.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Hit.
You know about a three-pointer?
If somebody says, hey, tell me a story about yourself, I go, oh, all right, here we go.
Ooh, yeah. He's rubbing his hands.
But then that's kind of all I got.
Yeah.
I'll ask them. A lot of times I can see that I haven't talked for a while, and I go, all right, let's do a podcast real fast. And I go, where are you from? How'd you get into doing whatever you do?
You say that? Let's do a podcast real quick?
No, in my mind, I say that. You know, you have friends sometimes.
Wood says I'm Joe Rogan.
I have, like, acquaintances that we all do.
CJ, are you going to finish your tomato?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Clay got CJ at tomato. Where you realize a lot of times it's like the more successful they get, the less questions they ask you.
CJ,
put a tomato on
Rod's Gatorade.
Right on top of my Gatorade.
I don't play around. You play pranks on me, I play them back.
But are you guys saying that you guys are bye, running into, you guys are going on double dates a lot?
No.
With people that you don't?
I'm really...
I do.
Every one of Whitney's friends who has a boyfriend or a husband,
yeah,
they've been together for almost a decade, so I've known them for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rarely do I run into someone.
And what do they think of you?
They think he's awesome, Josh.
They think he take a little getting used to.
Exactly. Clay takes a little bit of getting
used to. Do you think they go, they get back and they're like, what kind of haircut you think that guy has?
No, they go, he's awesome, Josh.
They go, oh my God, Clay's awesome, Josh.
Yeah.
Do y'all ever hang out with somebody who has zero questions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Please. No, I don't, but I understand that you've probably gone through that. If I actually think about it, I rarely run into people like that.
Where you just go, how you been? You know, ask what they tell you how they've been.
Sometimes you're just like listening, you say uh-huh to somebody so many times.
Yeah.
You know what Whit kind of looks like right now?
I go, that's crazy.
You know what Whit kind of looks like right now?
What?
You ever seen that dinosaur that has a mohawk?
Yeah. From Stegosaurus?
But there's like a TV show or
from the dinosaurs TV show.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, that guy's cool.
Yeah, I'm not saying you look bad.
Do kids have TGIF anymore?
Like no. The channel?
Like no,
the,
like
on ABC? No.
No, like a block of television.
No. They have a block of like YouTube playlist.
Kids don't watch TV, man. My nephew every now and again somehow accidentally logs into my YouTube channel. And he watches YouTube, like I can see what he's watching on the history. He watches like 70 videos at a time.
And they're like Nerf gun reviews.
It's all right? Nerf gun reviews.
I watch those.
Minecraft, or not Minecraft, some other block something.
Roblox? It sounds like Roblox. Oh,
Roblox is huge.
Yeah.
Kids love Roblox. They love the Robux.
And that's just like a building?
Yeah.
That's actually, that sounds educational.
No. There was one really? Elon Musk Why? Video he watched.
Uh-oh.
What's bad about it?
It just is, like, predatory, and you can spend a lot of money.
What? Oh, like, oh, the
Same
the
with
game?
Fortnite, yeah.
The game, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Within the game, it's, like, easy to spend, like, $1,000.
That's what's going to be me and Conrad. Me parenting Conrad is to be like, you don't want to buy that crap. Let's go buy this kind of crap, and I show him the dumber crap to buy.
I mean, I take on with my nephew, I'll take him to Target and be like, you can pick two things out.
Yeah.
And take some.
Imagine if my dad did that. I'm trying to buy like fucking Dumb and Dumber on VHS. He makes me fucking watch Three Stooges.
Yeah.
I'm going to make Conrad like buy 80-inch TV.
That's so. I think more people should do that.
Yeah.
I went to someone's house the other day. They have an 80-inch TV, and I go, "Why are people living like this more often?"
It's so.
It's
big.
Not even that much more expensive.
Cool. I know.
How big is your? We have the same size TV.
Yeah, it's not big enough.
You get the 80-inch
like TV.
I am actually embarrassed when people see my size TV.
You should get a bigger TV.
Yeah, get a big TV. Why are you spending all this money on Laker shorts and not a bigger TV?
I could buy the TV if I wanted, but it's just my wife doesn't want a giant TV.
TVs aren't that expensive anymore, right?
Yeah, but you see my projector? I got a great projector.
Oh, you have a really good projector. Really good. I kind of want to... CJ, I think we should have a GoFundMe for you to have your own back house.
Yep.
And we can put in all the cool stuff.
Honestly, I work hard not to like provide for my family. It's so I can have all the crap I want.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to say it.
Is there like a thing, an unattainable thing that you haven't gotten yet that you've always wanted?
I want a movie theater.
No, that's not that hard, dude.
If I remember
that's,
when
you
we
already
went
have
to that,
the projector.
No, but you
remember
need
when
the room.
We went to that mansion.
Yep.
And they had
yep.
the movie theater
Love
with
that.
Like
I think about
10
it,
seats.
I think
in
about it.
It
every day.
That if we had that,
what
we watched
mansion do you need to
the
go
Dark
to?
Knight in there. Right?
We were watching the Dark
Knight. Kind of like, we went to.
No, it was like a friend like it,
in
was
Brentwood
there
or somewhere.
Yeah. It, like I think
I've
about
been
that
there with CJ.
Oh really?
Wait,
yeah,
what?
You may have came.
House?
Yeah,
and they had like
I don't want to say, but
don't say. But what I
was some like Fox executive's house.
It was the mom and dad were both execs of something big. But
and so
yeah,
they were gone, and they were like, "Have pals over. We don't care." While she was house sitting, and we just went, and it's like this is how you know you're getting old. Is instead of like raging, we all just like went to the movie theater and watched
That's
some
so good.
DVDs.
Remember in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yes,
Al Pacino's
yes
screening room.
Yeah.
I think about that too,
man.
And making a drink and just having a snack, and that's, I would watch multiple movies.
If I had a movie theater, I did it twice with the movie Cruisin' and then with the movie Hardcore, where I would wake up in the morning and drink coffee and watch 45 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
And then go about my day and then do it again the next morning. Mm. If I had a movie theater, I would have the best morning routine.
I think I would, honestly, I would program months. I would like create a new Bev calendar and be like, and send it to my friends and be like, I'm going to be watching these movies. If you want to come over, you can come over. I'm watching them.
Do y'all ever think about watching the, what is it, 100 best movies or whatever?
Yeah, but there's some movies. What's the 100
best movies? AFI's 100 best.
Oh, that's all. Yeah.
Have you guys seen Lawrence of Arabia?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yes. It's like a classic.
No, I gotta see it.
Is it really long?
Yeah, it's like 3+ hours.
Were you guys like me when you went to college and everyone liked Tarantino and you're like, you guys are all losers. So obvious. And now you're like, Tarantino is the greatest artist.
No, you know.
We didn't go to college.
Huh?
We didn't go to college?
Oh, I forget.
I went to film school for a year.
I forget because I went to 6 of them, so I just thought maybe you had to go to some kind of college.
I didn't see Pulp Fiction until like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
My high school girlfriend showed it to me, and I was like, how do you know about this crap?
Yeah, and Reservoir Dogs, I didn't see. It kind of represented to me like some people that we knew who I kind of thought were annoying.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch it. But then I saw everything else he had made other than Kill Bill until recently. And then I've only recently been like hip to all of Quentin Tarantino's stuff. And my favorites are probably Jackie Brown and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah. There is, I'm trying to look up. There have been times where I am like, I want to do something that my wife would get so mad at me for doing. And it's getting one of those, like a fake Leonardo DiCaprio movie poster from that movie.
Operation
Dun.
Yeah.
Those are good posters. Yeah.
Remember the Mad Magazine one that he had?
Oh, yeah.
That's good production design. I'll say that much. That's right top now. Notch.
His new movie is called The Film Critic?
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
Did y'all see that shit about A.O. Scott? The New York Times?
He retired or something?
Yeah.
He quit?
Why?
He retired because he said
he got paid a lot of money for.
It's not fun to review movies anymore.
I could see that.
He got roasted and toasted every time.
Why?
Because he really didn't like Tar, and he also had some other things people hated about him.
I'm getting this.
Let me see it.
Operation Dynamite.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, you're saying he didn't like the state of the film industry. Doesn't make any sense. Like, for him to be a movie, it doesn't make sense for a movie critic, because all of the biggest movies are critic proof.
Right.
He said something like that.
I agree with him.
And it's just not fun anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like film criticism has just gotten really soft.
Dude, it's not good.
Well, it used to be like you could be really mean to anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't but feel like
film
that.
Critics used to also be kind of famous.
Yeah.
Until the early 2000s.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to, when I was a child, I knew the, like, 4 film critic names.
I mean,
what happened to them?
Roger Ebert was on everyone's mind.
Yeah, there's Ebert, Siskel, Roper, and A.O. Scott. I knew those names pretty. Oh, and Ben Lyons. I even knew his name.
Yeah. Is this a Joe Rogan thought?
But oh, and Leonard Maltin. Dude. Yeah,
Leonard Maltin's.
Yeah.
These are like cultural people that we knew about. Now we don't got they're all still the same people.
Have you watched those Roger Ebert or like Siskel and Ebert old clips? Are still watchable today?
Yeah, they're great. I love seeing them argue about like Full Metal Jacket or something.
But yeah, no, movie critics are, it's all BS, bullcrap.
Watch your mouth, CJ.
I want people to be harsh. Like I feel like TV shows always get good reviews somehow.
Well, are all those reviews more just now reviews of like
sometimes
morality?
Sometimes it feels like it's a press release.
And ethics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's just
be.
Like, hey, check it out.
Check this out. You know this person from freaking this.
We have to recommend the show or whatever.
All right, CJ, can I pitch you on something?
Yep.
You have money, right? I'm starting a magazine.
Yeah. Love it.
It's called Clay Magazine.
It's not. It's, what's your.
What's Take it a magazine.
It's called Los Angeles Er.
Okay. It's actually, that actually is a great title for.
And we have our film critics. They're going to write the nastiest reviews.
Yep.
If they don't have either a hot take or they really love it and they can like wrap their own personal story around it, or, you know, do whatever. You got that. We also have comics in there.
Remember Mean Album Reviews?
Mean Album Reviews.
What's that?
Just like an album.
Pitchfork.
Just Pitchfork, like,
oh, yeah.
2-star review or whatever.
Yeah.
2 out of 10.
Yeah.
Can you fund that for me?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I
don't know how to write. That's a problem. Like, I can barely read.
Why is it called Los Angeleser?
The New Yorker.
New Yorker.
That's the same. My wife has a podcast called, it's her and her co's, both named Megan. It's called Megan Fun of Sports. I thought it was a clunky title for 3 months and realized it's about making fun of sports.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm just not smart.
You know, when you said it, I didn't get that either.
I absolutely got it immediately.
Could you imagine not having a podcast?
Your wife has
like 7 podcasts.
She just got a new one. I'm not going to say what it is because the deal's not done yet. But
it's also. Could you imagine doing a deal to do a podcast?
Yeah.
I've had a lot of those deals.
No one has ever given us any money to do a podcast.
I'm the sleepiest guy.
And you're starting a podcast company.
I could if I wanted to, but.
Do you not want to?
Who's your first podcast?
No. Smartless.
Okay.
I just. It's me whispering, but then in full volume behind me is a Smartless podcast. This is my content. And that's just Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and
Dax Shepard,
Sean Hayes.
No, he has Armchair Expert.
He has also popular podcast.
Yeah, his is also big. He's famous, more famous from that than anything he could have acted in.
Without a Paddle?
Love Without a Paddle. Saw it 4 times by myself at the movie theater.
Jesus Christ!
Is that when you worked at the theater?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Remember when Michael Ian Black had a podcast about reviewing snacks?
Yes.
That was early on.
I loved that podcast.
He really makes me sad on the internet. But
yeah.
What's his deal?
He's weird, dude.
How can you be so weird and so funny?
I don't know. You seen this Meghan McCain book that he had?
Yeah, I remember that.
He's just a weird guy.
Stella Shorts is probably
the funniest thing around.
They came. No, he had nothing to do with They Came Together, but. Yeah, Stella Shorts is probably what decided my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's more David Wayne and Michael.
David Wayne still does really funny stuff online.
But yeah. David Wayne also has some weird TikTok things where he's clearly chasing the algorithm.
He's in a dad rock band that he likes to promote. Yeah. And I also went to South Pasadena to look at the Halloween trick-or-treater times. And he was in a band down there playing at someone's house.
That's cool.
David Wayne was?
But that's like, yeah. Well, you know, do you think people of that like sort of like celebrity status, do you think they do TikTok and social media because they think, this might edge me into getting certain jobs out here? Like,
no, I don't think David Wayne's doing it for that reason. I think these people just can't not make something.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel embarrassed when I make stuff. I guess that's like the most common.
That's why you got to make a second Instagram.
This is why you got to fund Los Angeles, sir.
All right.
And you'll be a publisher. And that's where you get fulfilled. And that's where you'll get your movie theater.
Wait, okay, say I walk into your guys' office, which is a business.
Los Angeles, sir?
Yeah, and I pitch a short about, I'm like, I don't know what the short's about, but in one scene I'm going to squeeze my own poop.
Is it
on print?
I would tell you to go to the video department.
And you're squeezing your own poop. Yeah.
I'd say go to the video department. I think we can
work something out.
In the toilet?
You can literally tell me whatever to do. Yeah. One time I watched a kid. I went to a party. And this is high school. I was the only kid who didn't drink. So it was just me sober watching all my friends be drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched this guy poop, squeeze the shit out.
What?
Take the turd.
No.
Squeeze it. And be so disgusted by it that he puked in the bathtub.
All right,
so
CJ,
he pulled his poop out, squeezed it.
Why did he do that?
CJ, CJ.
Why did he do it? Did he tell you why?
We're all laughing.
Because they were drunk.
He was having fun.
Someone, maybe I, even I dared him to. It's like, and we were all watching this like cry around the show. And, the turd came out. He picked up, squeezed it, and he was so disgusted by his own self. Went,
I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Okay, CJ.
That's so hilarious.
CJ,
gross.
Can I? Okay.
That's really funny.
I can. I'll get you. I'll buy you extra land for your, at your house.
Yep.
And I will build a movie theater.
Okay.
It's like a four rows, love five it. Seats across, popcorn very comfortable, machine. Popcorn machine, the whole thing.
Yep.
And there's a way to program really high quality movies, and it's easy. You just browse a film and you play it. But in order to get that, you have to post that video on your main where you take a poop.
I definitely would. I want.
I think that gets deleted immediately.
No,
but it stays up. But it stays up.
Oh, okay.
And this, and whatever like repercussions you get from work or whatever, yeah. You have to just.
And I put, yeah, I put pro-choice on the front, yeah. Too. So it's like you're gonna delete.
You don't so, like yeah. My message or what?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Okay. If I ever come across, if I ever get enough money to do that, I will see if
that's
you,
where all of it's going. Right away.
Maybe that's what I should do. I'll make a high school movie.
Yeah, why okay. You do that?
Because then I think
everyone
I just
loves
wanna,
making movies now.
I just want to go to high school.
People, yeah, people will definitely give you money.
What
to
if
make a movie.
Desperate? To
okay, what
movies,
if someone was like, "Hey, man, we're gonna give you a salary, and you just have to
say yes.
Go to high school for, right. For a year." Yeah, isn't that
I don't
awesome?
Know if Clay would do that.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
You know what I would do is I would just. Actually, isn't that like they do have a high school production company out here? I think.
Probably.
Rod, sit down. You're
I
right.
Never
you
knew
to finish the podcast.
Rod, can
Clay hated school more than anybody I knew.
Yeah, the happiest I've ever been in my life is when I got to when I realized I didn't have to go to school.
I got really into going. What if I didn't study for this big test tomorrow, and then I just became numb to that, to mm-hmm. Not studying.
I didn't do a lick of work.
Yeah. I definitely didn't study at all.
Four straight years.
But I had so many laughs. I would honestly, I'd walk in the building and start laughing and not stop laughing until I went to bed at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Just.
You went to bed at. I would stay. In high school.
Oh, I didn't go to bed at 10 p.m.
I stayed up until at least 2 a.m. every
yeah,
night.
Yeah, me too.
Because of what was on TV.
You watched Adult Swim.
Yeah.
No, I was
yeah.
Watching Cosby Show.
I watched Adult Swim and Comedy Central. I went back and forth.
And then I would wake
Conan?
Up at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
51 and 55.
And then watch something like The Weekenders. 52.
Weekenders. You woke
you
up
gotta
at
wake
6
up and watch
a.m.
The Weekenders.
Yeah, I can never sleep in. Never.
Why?
I don't know. I have no clue. I think it's probably because I
yeah,
can't breathe.
I also woke up at 6 a.m.
Oh, you naturally woke up at
yeah.
6 a.m.
Yeah.
Like even back then?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I never could sleep in.
I was never very good at it either.
Yeah.
Like, unless it's like absolute blackout curtains and you can't tell it's the morning, I wake up with the sun.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, back then, I would wake up. I set my alarm for 7:32, and we had to be at school at 8. So, that was in high school.
Never set an alarm.
Rod.
I just never did.
You do you now?
Yeah.
For what time?
6 a.m.
What? That's crazy.
You're out of your mind.
What time are you waking up with Khan?
These days, I woke up. I told you, I woke up at 4:30 in the morning this morning.
Jesus,
what the heck?
Because he was chilly, and I didn't realize
he
was
chilly.
Chilly? Yeah.
How do you know?
His window got left open, but so then I was like, "You got to go back to bed." So I just like patted his back, rubbed his back, and then I went back, and then I looked on the monitor 10 minutes later, and his crib sheets were covered in blood. I saw on the monitor, I was like, oh no. And so I ran in there, and then his face was covered in blood. And so we calmed him down, we got him back to bed, and then I rewatched the monitor video. And he now knows how to jump. Like, he can walk now. And he started walking at 10 months, which is insane. And now he can jump, and he jumped up and smacked his chin on the top of his crib.
Oh, God.
And I was telling Whit, too, the other day, he was sitting on the bed, and then he disappeared. Like, that scene in Batman where the henchmen are on the rooftop mm-hmm. and they're just like, whoosh.
Yeah.
And he just fell off. Like, how am I supposed to keep doing this?
But he didn't hurt himself. He like just rolled.
He tucked and rolled. He like used his little flubbery wrist to roll into safety.
What age do they stop tumping over?
I don't know.
Like two.
Huh.
Yeah, but then by that time, then you're just you're scared they're gonna make they're gonna have bad taste.
All they want to do is run into the street when they're two.
Yeah,
they that's like to, all a kid wants to do.
They like to open the door and go outside, run to the street.
Well, when I sit and have a lunch at Highland Cafe every day, I watch all the kids get out of the car. You know, two,
and they go,
"What's
the street all about?"
Yeah, and they run straight for the street, like middle of the street.
It looks fun out there.
It's weird.
It's crazy, but it's true. They can terrorize you all day, and then you, when you're in bed, you're like, let's look at pictures of how cute they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to give them any weird tattoos or anything?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, when can you start giving them weird tattoos?
Like a John Hughes film?
Are you going to put them in cool clothes and make them go to high school and see if you can trick the other students?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So right before we started this podcast, we were talking about that commercial from maybe it's like the 80s.
Which one?
Where the machine rubs a thing on your stomach.
I don't think it's a commercial. It's just from
I think it's from like the 50s.
Wait, what is
where
it?
Oh, like,
the body shaker.
Yeah, yeah, it was just like a band.
It's not a commercial. That was everywhere. That was in Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Yeah. It's just like a thing that you would see from Bugs Bunny.
What was it meant to do?
To shake off the fat?
Yeah.
What?
It's like an exercise thing.
That's not real,
though.
Is it real?
Yes. And
no,
I've
but
been
did
doing
it actually
it, and
work?
And I feel great.
I don't think it works.
I think you should get one in here. Let's look up on Craigslist if we can get one
in
here.
Yeah, see how much they cost.
If you can think of what even to call it.
The shaker.
But I just don't think it works.
Remember Shake Weight? It's kind of like that.
Well, remember like they had like the ab, like one of those like ab workers where it just like electrocutes your abs all day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ab shockers or
does
whatever.
That work?
Yeah, what it does is it contracts your muscle. I know, I don't think you can withstand doing that enough for it to actually work. And also diet trumps everything.
What the hell?
Yeah. But like it is pain.
Diet Trump.
Diet
that would look good. He
McCain
would look good.
Everybody.
CJ microphone to mouth. Do you have any thoughts on Diet Trump?
I love it.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Trump on a diet.
I think we should put him in a clear jail.
Oh, I was thinking like a less extreme version of Trump.
Hey, Trump, welcome to Steak and Salad. What would you like to have?
Well, since my name is Diet Trump, I'll just have a salad.
I guess it's been a while since Trump.
Sorry, no, let's keep doing
Keep asking him
questions.
Trump hasn't been around.
I guess he hasn't been in the news lately that much. So
keep asking him questions.
So what type of salad dressing? We have a fatty ranch or a skinny vinaigrette?
I'd please get...
what?
Please, that would be wonderful.
CJ, your phone's making the thing crazy.
Please.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It would be really nice if you could give me the skinny vinaigrette dressing.
Yeah. Let me try one more. For a drink option, we have like a sparkling water or a big fat chocolate milkshake. What would it be, Diet Trump?
Sparkling water. Because my name is Donald Trump. Diet Trump.
I can't believe Diet Trump is
here. I guess
here.
It's been a long time since Trump's been on TV, I guess.
He's not as good at talking. I kind of forgot what he sounded like, I guess.
Yeah, I guess
he sounds like, well, this is what he sounds like.
No, that sounds like something
what
else.
Oh, okay. Well, so that machine is supposed to shake fat off you?
I guess so.
CJ, right, do you want to do anything with Diet Trump?
Before we close
the door on Diet Trump.
I
just want to see if you want to do anything.
Diet Trump is dead after this.
Yeah, Diet Trump, we can just move on. I just want to make sure
the
that
character
everyone,
of Diet Trump.
We all get a, good. We all get a, okay. Rod, do you want to do anything?
No, I'm okay. Right. That,
now, yeah, CJ, did you ever do impressions?
What are you, freaking Byron Allen? Yeah, I do impressions. I got a whole slew of them.
What's your favorite one?
What about Trump on a diet? Can you try that one out
I can
for
do every black comedian. Here we go. No. I can do. I like to do Eddie Murphy. Hey, man, shut up. You put a banana in my tailpipe.
Are you allowed to do that?
I don't know. What's and the, I keep saying in the things that record
like
my
it.
Voice.
I think it's What's great. The deal with it. The impression? Is it like, is the impression racist if the person sounds insane when they talk? And you're just doing a voice of a person?
I think I'm racist because I like black people more than white people.
Right.
That's, dude.
Dude, there's a lot of great white people.
Yeah. Like Diet like? Trump.
My name is Diet Trump.
Clay used to do Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart.
Wow. Rod said for $5,000 he wouldn't do an Irish accent.
Why?
Because I just can't. I don't know how.
I do an impression because my son's Irish. So I go, they're always, my son's half Irish, half Filipino. So I go, they're always after me, Lucky Lumpia Shanghais, because that's a Filipino. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do now.
And does he love it?
He goes, ah! No, now he goes, he sits with himself and plays with toys. And he goes, go, 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 go.
He says
he knows go?
Go,
yeah. Go, go, go,
What
go.
Kind of toys is he playing with?
Everything. His favorite toy is these Lakers coasters that I got for free at a game.
So what's he getting out of those?
Playing the drums on them, throwing them at the wall. Yeah, and we have, like, he has a bike already, and he's still just, like, free Lakers coasters.
I mean, right. I've noticed that with my nephew, all of the cool toys, you don't get the cool toys until about they're three.
Yeah.
Once they're three, they can start playing with cool stuff.
Yeah.
Before that, it's kind of lame shit.
CJ, what's your favorite accent?
I don't know.
I like this one.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up? How you feeling, man?
I'm pretty lucky.
Say what?
Oh my god.
I'm pretty bad.
What?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm good.
How are you?
Oh, I'm from the Bagels. When he goes, oh, I'm from the Bagels, play it.
I'm good. Can you finish these lyrics real quick?
Okay. Back home again.
I can't wait to get back on the road again.
Back again.
Keep playing it, dude. Keep
playing it. Like, from the Bagels?
Like,
I don't know if I know the song. Here's the lyrics.
Back home again.
Back home again.
In
Indiana land. Bam, bam.
Oh, wow.
Indiana land?
Yeah.
From the Bagels.
What if we made a supercut of...
What is that accent?
White comedians doing hip-hop.
California,
voice.
Dude. You should be you every should one know, of man.
Them. That'd be an interesting
go
to
the
see.
Fucking... Well, actually, I don't know. I mean, that guy, the guy doing the man on the street interview.
Yeah.
The dude doing the interview. Or yeah. giving the interview. Yeah. He is a stand-up comic who... is on the reality show F-Boy Island.
Yeah.
And he's really charming. Nice guy. Seems like a nice guy.
Is he an F-Boy?
And what does F stand for? Frank? Is his first name Frank?
Frank
no,
Boyce.
I can't remember his name, but...
Francis?
He's not an F-Boy. He's a good boy.
You like that show?
Yeah, it's the only reality show I've ever seen top to bottom. But
you never seen The Circle?
No.
I tried watching Circle. That crap.
You ever tried?
You didn't watch Survivor as a boy?
No.
That's where Netflix failed, man. They had a real opportunity.
With The Circle?
No. They were like, we're a film company now. And I thought they were just going to make good films. And then they started chasing.
What about a reality show where who can be the weirdest?
You would
Here's
win.
My other thought, too. And then there's things like Criterion and like, what's the other like?
Mubi.
Tubi?
Like these
Freebie.
Art house. There's no one in the middle
where
it's like.
There's a Fandor, but no one.
Why doesn't A24 make a really good broad comedy?
Because they're afraid.
Starring
they're
afraid. Ladies?
No,
broad comedies don't do that well, my man.
They don't get clicks, man.
Here's another problem I have.
Because YouTube came around.
You got to make a scary movie.
Remaking something with a diverse cast isn't enough.
What do you mean?
Being like, this thing is coming back. And with a diverse cast. And this person is diverse. And it's awesome. But what else is it going to do?
Yeah, you want to speak on that?
Yeah.
Go for it.
When you say diverse, you mean like one that's person the reason has why a weird foot?
No, everyone is a minority.
Wait, yeah. you want to hop in on this discourse?
Well, if you think about it, sometimes when I'm like sometimes hanging out like at your house or something, yeah. I'm a minority.
Yeah, that's true.
So put me in it, right, Clay?
Yeah, if it's
back me up.
Okay, so Whit's a minority.
So if you're hanging out with CJ, Conrad, yeah. and then it's Whit,
I'm a minority.
Yeah. Whit's minority. Yeah.
I think they should remake every old show with me and my friends.
That's actually really smart.
So stay in my good graces.
All right.
Okay. Well, that's enough here, gang.
Did we ever figure out, though, if that fat shaker works?
Yeah, it works.
Can you buy one?
Can you?
I didn't look it up.
Can you, Clay, you're on this diet. Why don't you let me just shake you around for 10 minutes a day? And then you can eat candy.
I didn't say you couldn't do that.
Would you rather stand on the fat shaker for 10 minutes?
If I could have one piece of candy, you could shake me for fucking hours.
All right, you get punched in the cheek once a day. You can eat as much candy as you want.
Punch away, king.
All right. Okay, well, that was a great podcast. I don't know where I'm at on the road, but thanks for coming to the shows and,
yeah.
and check them out.
Isn't this just the regular podcast?
Yeah. Oh, no, this is on Thursday. Get tickets for my tour. It starts April 11th. I'm touring with one of
say
my
it,
favorite
say
bands,
it.
Howdy. And then I'm also doing some headlining shows.
Tour more like bore.
All over the
CJ.
Southeast. See you there.
Jeremy will be there. I wish I could go.
Jeremy Ritchie will be there and Clay at some point. And Rod.
Yeah. I'll be there at the end.
And CJ. What we'll get CJ
heck?
To come. All bye, right,
I'll be there.